Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. So I have a question for you. How do you stay organized and on track when it comes to time management? Is this something that you struggle with like me sometimes? Doesn't it often seem like there is so much to do and just never enough time? Well, hopefully I'm not the only one who feels this way. I recently found a planner that I'm really enjoying, and I wanted to share it with you in case it can help you too. It's called the Full Focus Planner by Michael Hyatt. Now, if you're not familiar with Michael Hyatt, he is a productivity expert and has written Your Best Year Ever, a 5-step plan for achieving your most important goals, and The Vision Driver Leader, 10 questions to focus your efforts, energize your team, and scale your business. But this planner is the best I have ever used. And it does take some time to get things set up initially, but I promise it is so worth it. Now, before I get into all the juicy details, let's go to our verse of the week. Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 17. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Now, I think these verses are such an important reminder to us of how precious time is and how we should make the most of our time here on earth. God has given both of us a unique purpose, and we are limited in the amount of time we have to complete this purpose. So that's why I think today's episode will be so helpful to help us learn how to efficiently plan our time and also take time to reflect back to see if our plan is working. Now, I'm going to share with you today several of the sections in this planner that I've gotten the most use out of, and I highly encourage you to look into this planner for yourself. I've used pretty much every planner out there, and this one is hands down the best in my opinion. I will make sure to link it for you in the show notes. So one of the first pages of the planner has a Get Started page with a QR code that will go into more detail with you as well. There, you'll find several videos that are really helpful to get into more detail on how to best utilize each section. Then there is a page where you will list out all of your annual goals. And on one side, you will check it off once it's completed. And the other side, you'll write which quarter you want to focus on that goal. I think it's really important that we break them down by quarter because so often we try to take on too much at once and then get burnt out and never complete any of them. This way, you can see all you want to accomplish this year, but then only set aside one or two to work on each quarter so you can have more time to focus on each goal. On the following pages, you'll write out each goal and then describe your key motivations for accomplishing this goal. Then you'll jot down the next steps you'll need to take in order to achieve the goal. And then there's a section to write down what you'll do to celebrate the goal once it is achieved. And then finally, it has a streak tracker where you come up with 3 habits to focus on daily for 31 days, And then you'll track each day that you did those necessary habits. And there are about 10 pages just like this, so you can go through all of these steps with every single goal that you have for yourself this year. So the next section is like a blank calendar. So with this, you can write down which month you're currently in and fill out important dates and things you need to remember to schedule. This is more of a high level and not super specific since there isn't a lot of room to write. The next section is the 12-month view, where you do have more room to write. So here, you'll list important events and projects by month and year that you want to accomplish. All right, so the next section is for your daily rituals. So you'll want to create a morning routine, an evening routine, a workday startup routine, and a workday shutdown routine. I know this may sound time-consuming, but I promise it is worth it. Taking the time to think about your perfect scenario for morning, evening, startup, and shutdown is so freeing. Now, it doesn't always work out exactly as planned, but with no plan at all, it definitely is not going to happen, right? All right, moving on. So the next section is probably one of my favorites, and this one took me several hours, but it has helped me immensely to organize my week so everything has a place. So this section is called the Ideal Week, and he provides like a spreadsheet format for Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you literally block everything out. Now, this can take a lot of trial and error, and so when I did this, I made my own spreadsheet, and then I made copies because I knew I probably would make several drafts before I finally found the perfect combination of everything that I needed to accomplish. Then once I had all, you know, the kinks worked out, I put it in the planner. So what I suggest and what I personally did was I wrote down every single thing I needed to get done each week. I wrote down all the basic categories such as household chores, errands, personal time, family time, podcast-related tasks, my job, content creation, personal development, time with God, etc. Then I put all of the related tasks under each category that I could think of. Next, I started filling things in on the spreadsheet and tried to color code each section so it was easier to see where they all fit in. Now, as I mentioned, sometimes there are things you need to move around until it feels good for you. But now I have specific days and times that I do laundry, cleaning, and all the other tasks, so I'm not trying to find time to get everything done. And it has relieved so much stress. All right, so the next section of the planner is the project tracker. And this one is really helpful if you're a visual person. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. So whatever projects you have going on, you'll list them, and then there's a graph under each where you can show the percentage of the progress you've made so far, as well as the due date. So that way, every time you look at it, you see how much, you know, you've done and how much you still need to do before that due date, and it can kind of help encourage you if you need to make that more of a priority or not, depending on when it's due. All right, next up, there's a section called Weekly Preview. And under that section, you'll answer some questions such as your biggest wins of the week, how far you got on your big three, which I'll explain more in a moment. You'll also mention what worked from this week and what didn't. And I think this step is imperative because so often we keep doing more of what isn't working because we don't take the time to do this reflection. The next question you'll answer is, what will you continue or change? So based on what worked and what didn't, you'll notate what changes you need to make going into the next week to avoid any roadblocks that might have come up. And there are a few other sections where you can work through ways to improve things, such as sleep, eating better, moving more, etc. Then you'll fill out your big three for the upcoming week, which is the three main objectives to work on this week to move you closer to your goals. So in the next two pages, he'll give you these blank spaces where you can jot things down that you need to get done Monday through Sunday, and you have quite a bit of room under each day. And then you can start planning out your week and where you want to fit in those big three objectives. All right. And then this takes us to our daily pages, which is the next section. So for each day, you'll list your three most important tasks to accomplish. This could be related to your goals or other personal things you need to take care of that day. Then beneath that, there's a section where you can write out other tasks that aren't as important that you'd like to get done that day. Now to the left of each task, there's a box where you can check it off if it's done, or you can delegate it or defer it to the next day. But you have to remember to carry that over to the next day so you don't forget to complete it. There are also time slots on that page, starting from 5 a.m. and going through until 9 p.m., where you can schedule everything out that you need to get done that day. And you can carry this over from your ideal week too. And then on the right-hand page is just a page for notes. So you could use this for your daily journaling or any thoughts, ideas, reflections that come up for you that you want to be able to reference back to. And that is essentially it. Now, I know it might seem like there's quite a bit to do with this planner, but it is so helpful if you're struggling to get organized and to figure out where to focus your attention, hence the name, Full Focus Planner. Now, a few other things I want to mention. This planner is quarterly, and it is an undated planner, so you'll have to fill out all the dates yourself. But that's a nice thing because you might not start right on a new quarter, and that way you can start wherever you're at and just that can be your day one. Also, it usually runs around $50, which I know is an investment, but again, I believe it's very well worth it. And again, if you struggle with time management and never feel like you have enough time, this could be the very tool that you've been needing to finally get organized and on track, so that you start working on things that light you up and take you closer to reaching the goals and dreams that God has put on your heart this year. And let's reflect back on our verses of the week one more time. Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 17. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. So let's really, you know, keep this in mind this week and be more wise and intentional with our time this year. If you're taking a break from alcohol like I am, we do have so much more time and energy than we used to, right? So let's use that time to really further the kingdom here on earth. Now, why don't we go ahead and close in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this amazing tool that Michael Hyatt created called the Full Focus Planner. We want more than anything to use our precious time wisely and feel this could help us accomplish so much more this year. We want to do everything we can to bring honor and glory to you this year, Lord. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.